I speak to you in the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Please be seated. Well, it's a delight to be able to be with you here this morning and to see all these fine folks, especially these young ones who are committing themselves again to Jesus Christ as they did in their baptism unknowingly and now knowingly in their own words. And it's a beautiful thing to be with you here on this great Feast of Pentecost. Pentecost is one of the big celebrations of the church, as most of you will know, or all of you might know, one of the big seven. In fact, in the early church, it would have been considered one of the big three. And yet, somehow, had anybody seen big signs out in the stores saying Pentecost, Pentecost sale? Yeah, it's a sign that we haven't made it in the culture in terms of Pentecost, but a blessing from God that they haven't figured out a candy that goes with Pentecost that they could sell and take over our feast day. So in fact, it's good that it's not actually out there in the population, because it means that we get to look at what it really is about. And actually, I think it would be an unpopular feast. It would be an unpopular feast because it's harder to turn around Pentecost. Yeah. And I think one of the reasons is, as I was pondering this, I was thinking, has anybody noticed how in our culture here in North America, at least, and probably more around the world, I would think, that there is this great love for stories and movies that involve magic and magical power? Anybody? No? You haven't? Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, when I ask, I actually do mean for you to respond. It's okay. It's not a have to be sit there and be silent thing. But yeah, you can hardly miss it, right? Now, for those of us who are older, if you think back 40 years, how often did you see movies? Well, let's make it 50 years now. I guess we have to make it. But in the older movies, you never saw that kind of magical stuff going on. The closest thing you saw to it, of course, was Charlton Heston dividing the Red Sea, which wasn't magic. It was the power of God. But since then, of course, this has grown, and the idea of having magical powers. I mean, Harry Potter, how many people know about Harry Potter? Yeah. Magic wand, wave it, make things happen. And it's all about the power inside that person and their ability to say the magic words. And I think that there's something really bad about that and something really good about that. The really good part is that I think, now the theologians here, you can, take me to task on this later on, but I think that yearning is actually a subconscious yearning for the power of God, for the relationship with God. There's an unconscious thing in our human life that says we know that there's a way in which the power of God works through us. They don't know these things out in their consciousness, and they would never say Holy Spirit, but I think we're built as human beings to welcome the power of God and the power of God's Spirit working in us and through us. But of course, the bad side of it is that it's all framed up in terms of, secular notions of how I get what I want, how I make happen what I want to have happen, how I make the world be the way I want the world to be, and of course the thing that says that, I did it, right? So it's an interesting thing then for us to step back and say, actually in the world there is this kind of thing that says, yeah, there's something there, but what is it really? Well, today we celebrate what it really is. Today we celebrate what it really is, the outpouring of God's Holy Spirit. Now, as you will have heard from the readings, the Holy Spirit does not first appear on the scene at the day of Pentecost, right? We all know that. Yes, you all know that. I'm sure you do. The Holy Spirit first appears in the scriptures in the first couple of verses where it says the Spirit from God hovers over the face of the waters. And then God says, let there be light, and there's creation. And so the Holy Spirit hovers over the waters. And we see that reflected in the psalm that we had today too, right? Is that the beauty of God's creation is being reflected in the Psalm 104. Read the whole thing. It's just gorgeous. In fact, memorize Psalm 104. It's a really good psalm. That's we're the confirmands. You could do that. Memorize Psalm 104. But it's about, you'll notice that throughout that whole thing that's lauding the beauty of God's creation, it's also talking about it's the Spirit of God at work, right? The Spirit of God reappears in that. It says, you know, you take back your spirit and they return to dust, and then you give your spirit and they are born and you renew the face of the earth. So the Spirit shows up in the creation because, of course, the Spirit is the third person of the Trinity. It is God. God is at work. The Holy Spirit is hovering over the waters and creation happens. And the Holy Spirit is present when God breathes life into the clay and the person becomes a living being. We are creatures that are made by God, the Holy Spirit. And yet, of course, we know the story. What do we do with this beautiful gift that God has given us as human beings who have been not only given life by the Spirit of God, but have been given a place by God as stewards of God's creation, as representatives of God within the created order? Well, we decide we're going to do it our way, right? We're going to do it our way, just like in the way the shows depict it. You know, are you longing for what? To make the world be the way we want it to be. That's my version of the story of the fall in the Garden of Eden, just in case you, what do we call those things when you tell it differently? That's my interpretation. Yeah, or my different spin on it, maybe, I guess. Yeah, because that's what's happening. God says, look, you have all this beautiful. Do it this way. This is my way. And people go, nah. Why would we do it God's way when we could do it our way? Because our way is way better. That's why we have all this beautiful peace and harmony in the world and nothing ever bad happens, right? Sarcasm, right? And yet the Spirit of God continues to work. And the Spirit of God throughout the ages after the creation of the fall comes and speaks to people, speaks to Abraham, speaks through the prophets, speaks through the judges, speaks until finally speaking to Mary and says, I'm going to send my son. And so Jesus comes and shows us what we were supposed to be in the first place. And Jesus shows us what human life is meant to be and what it means truly to be God's representatives in the created world and to live that way. So when we come to Pentecost and the Spirit is poured out upon the apostles, it is because they have known Jesus, they have heard, they have seen the salvation, they've seen the risen Lord, and now God is recreating the world through the apostolic mission. The Spirit of God now hovers not over the waters, but over the chaos of human life and into the hearts of those who believe so that they can be agents of God's grace and love in the world and declare the good news of what God is doing to make things new again. In the Gospel of John, reading in chapter 21, 20, anyways, it's one of those two. When Jesus first appears to his disciples in the upper room, what happens is Jesus comes amongst them and it says that he says, you know, peace be with you. Then it says he breathed on them the Holy Spirit. He breathed on, just as God breathed on into the clay and Adam was formed, Adam and Eve are formed, so God now breathes through Jesus onto the apostles, onto the disciples, so that they can now be the new humanity, the new creation. But of course, it's an ongoing process, isn't it? Anybody feel like, you know, the moment you receive the Holy Spirit, all has gone well in your life? Yeah. You don't struggle with any temptations, anybody? I'm always hoping that somebody will go, yeah, me. So that'd be good, because then it'd be one of us. But no, it's a process, isn't it? It's the process of always opening our hearts again, saying yes to God, yes to Jesus, yes to the Spirit, to be at work in us, to transform us, to teach us the love, teach us to do God's will. Teach us that what we really want is not what we decide the world should be, but to learn what it is that God wants the world to be. Not to be, to make ourselves, have you ever heard that expression, so-and-so is a self-made man? Poor soul. It doesn't get any worse than that. Because what we want to be is God-made people, made by the Spirit of God, created by the Spirit of God, formed, reformed, renewed, empowered. And see, and then the power of God really is then working through us. Not because we can take a wand and say, you know, whatever, like Harry Potter, but because the power of God's grace and love works through us to change the world. To change the world in accordance with the will of God. And so today, as we gather for confirmations, we have five people who are going to get up here and, having been baptized and the promises made for them, now get to say on their own before us all that they want to join in this mission, in this program, that they are saying yes to allowing God's Spirit to be at work in them, yes to receiving God's grace, yes to being part of that transforming mission. You guys knew that, right? Yeah, see, I'm just looking until you smile and say yes. I'm just going to keep looking. Right? You knew this. You knew this. Yes. And it is a process. You'll say yes today, and we will celebrate with you, and we will gather around with you. But we all know that this is a thing that we do together, and we have to do it together because we all mess it up if we don't. And that we will walk in this journey together. And yeah, there will be some times when you'll mess it up. And that's why we say sorry to God. But it's also why we have one another to walk in this journey together, living the life of faith, serving our Lord Jesus Christ, and being ever more open to the power of God's Spirit, changing us so that God can use us to change God's world, to be part of that new creation. And, of course, all the rest of us. Yeah, good reminder, hey? Watch them reminded what we're doing. May God give us the grace and new, renewed and open hearts to receive afresh the power of God's Spirit. Amen.